Hi everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 372. I hope everybody had a wonderful Rosh Hashanah and had a ksiva v'chasima tova, and will have a gemar tov coming on Yom Kippur. So today is the fourth day of the Aseret Simei Tshuva, the 10 days where the Rambam tells us we should be trying particularly harder to be increasing our masim tovim, our mitzvos, to increase tzedakah, to try to do good things and to do what we can for other people. And what's really interesting, though, is that we find specific items and specific practices that we're supposed to improve upon. One of the ones that comes up in Shulchan Aruch is that we're supposed to be more meticulous in the laws of Pas Palter, where throughout the week, throughout the year, perhaps we're not so careful about the laws, and there are a variety of reasons that we're not so careful, but we're not so careful about the laws of eating bread from commercially baked non-Jewish sources, whereas we're supposed to be stringent during this time. So I don't want to talk about that particular stringency per se, but I want to talk about the notion of stringency for 10 days at a time. It sounds a little bit something like a person who we know is forbidden to say, I will sin and then I will repent. Here it's the opposite. I will repent and then I will sort of stop repenting. I'm not going to be doing this practice after 10 days. And so therefore the question I think can be asked, what is the value in doing this if you will not be doing this for the long term? What's this all about? Who are we kidding? I guess you can say. So there is a definite tradition of doing this, which is why all the more so it needs to be explained. So let me go one opinion at a time. The Levush, in his commentary on Aruch Chaim, talks about how the goal of doing these things, we're supposed to be more pure, more meticulous. He's specifically referring to that custom of only eating bread from Jewish sources. He says, and we're supposed to remember in these days that they are greater than other days. And so the idea of these practices and being more meticulous and being more careful isn't necessarily about the tshuva, because tshuva, yes, requires actual change, long-term change, even if we can't permanent change. But here we're talking about doing something which will remind us, a zecher, he kind of says, shehim meshunin lamal yusa, they're better, they're different, and because we remember that they're better and they're different, perhaps we will remember the gravity of these days and then engage in the process of tshuva. But that these things, even though we're going to change back, these things aren't the tshuva themselves, but they're indicators to us that it's a time to be more thoughtful and to be responsive. That's one perspective. Another perspective is brought by the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero, and it's brought in many different sources, and that relates to the nature of the days and how God relates to us, we should relate to him. His specific words are as follows. He says, "Af im lo yinhog acharkach b'chassidus ahu." Let's say you adopt some sort of piety, and you're not going to keep doing it afterwards, even though you should still do it, and b'lis safek shehatamlas are the reason for this. Who? Shehu kel melech yoshev al kisei rachamim u'misnaheg b'chassidus. The thing we say again and again, the line we say describing Hashem, how he is the God sitting on the Kisei Rachamim, the throne of mercy, and he behaves b'chassidus with piety. And the piety that we refer to is the piety of being able to overlook our flaws in judging us. And he says that idea of chassidus should require us to observe the same sort of pious behaviors. And so therefore, we're not doing it because we know it's long-lasting. The same way that God is not behaving in a way which is long-lasting, meaning he's particularly looking at us during this week with generosity, we're also going to behave with generosity, so to speak. We're going to behave in a way which is above the way we generally behave, because that's the way God is behaving towards us. The Chayyalim says a similar idea. He says, "K'shem sha'anu omrim sha'kadosh baruch hum snahik b'chassidus kin ro'il chol adam." Chayalim says we should also behave with that piety the same way God does. God's piety is to look at us more generously. We should also behave in a way which is above the way we generally do. The Pele Yoetz puts it this way as well. He says, one who does these types of extra behaviors, how is a meshubach? And he says, the reason is because that's what we're asking for. We want God to, so to speak, go above the letter of the law with us. And so too, we as well should be doing and going above the letter of the law, even if those behaviors will revert back. The Ktze HaMata, commentary on the Mate Ephraim, explains as follows. He says there's another reason to do these things. He says that there's a general halachic notion of an Adam Chashav. An Adam Chashav is supposed to be a person who's a Talmud Chacham, a person who's a good Jew. An Adam Chashav has a certain level of behavior which is higher than expected of everybody else. He says that we are all, during this period of time, Adam Chashav. We are all considered to be important. We're supposed to be considering ourselves as significant. Maybe it's because God is particularly looking at us during these times. But Atem Nitzavim Hayom, he says, like the Parsha said last week, we are standing here today, Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Shotreichem, all of the leaders, we are standing, and that day is on Rosh Hashanah. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we are in special regard, we are in higher esteem, we are being focused upon, and because we are those greater people, we have a greater expectation. Perhaps after Yom Kippur, we don't have that great expectation, but now we should figure out how we are going to rise to that challenge. Rav Shlomo Fischer, a contemporary of Shiva, says something which I found to be very nice, and many of these sources I got from a beautiful sefer by Rabbi Eliezer Brutt, a sefer called Ben Kesel Asor. So he says, Rav Shlomo Fischer says, he says, really, ukvar tamu b'zeh. He says, everybody was bothered by this idea, that why is it k'nira k'gonev das ha'elyon, it's as if we're trying to trick God. Acha'inyin, ki mi shegover alav regesh charadas Hadin shall Aser Semei Tshuva. One who feels the overwhelming intimidation, the fear of Aser Semei Tshuva, or even better, Inami Ragash Kirvas Elokim Shiva Osan Hayamim. He feels the closeness. It's not necessarily a negative. It could be he feels the positive. Hari Shiva Ofen Instinctivi Beloches Bonos Sichliim Medakdek Yosef Masa Umechapes Zuchuyos. He will instinctively try to find these things to do. He feels so close. He feels maybe so intimidated. Afal pi shein hadavar toem in hacheshbon hasichli, even though it doesn't really quite make so much sense. He's not thinking about what makes sense. Because you're right, it might not make so much sense if he's going to only be doing this now. It is not going to be doing this in the long term. But the fact that he feels so close, he has to do something. The person has to react, he has to respond, which is why perhaps during these 10 days, we try to do what we can extra, even if we know it's not sustainable. Rav Dessler discusses how the only possible way to really change is to have sometimes a nasa and a nishma. The nasa has to come before the nishma. How so? The nasa, the performance, to show ourselves that we can be different, we can behave better, we can do this thing that we challenge ourselves to do, but we said we can never do it. Until we actually push the envelope in our behavior, we'll never know for sure if this is the type of behavior which we can ever accomplish. So those are all perhaps, you might say, the rational ideas. There's another idea from Reb Chaim Vital, which a lot of different sources quote, that the days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, specifically the 7 days that exist between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, those 7 days correspond to the days of the week. They are sort of superpowered days, where the first day corresponds to all of the Sundays, all of the first days of the week, the second to the second day of the week. And so on these days, we have the ability to fix and be metakein, everything, to correct all of what we did incorrectly on those days. It's a very powerful idea. It comes from a Gemara, which I think is a very powerful Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes this idea, but the Gemara is, and the Noda Rabbi Yehuda points out that it comes from this Gemara. The Gemara talks about Ravidi Vuad Rabbi Yaakov. He would travel 3 months, and they would only get to the Beis Medrash one day. And everybody made fun of him because he was only at the Beis Medrash one day after all of this travel, which is quite a lot of travel. And so he felt very badly about the fact that people were mocking him for only being there one day. Rabbi Yochanan tried to reassure him. And Rabbi Yochanan went into the Beis Medrash and gave the following drasha. He quotes a pasuk, and he says, from this pasuk we learn, focus on yom yom, kol ha'osek b'Torah afilu yom echad b'shana. Even if somebody only focuses on one day a year, mala alav akasav kilu asa kala shana kula, the Torah attributes a year's worth of learning, a year's worth of study to that person. So says the Tzlach, the Noda Bihuda, he says, harim mefurish b'gemara, sheyom echad yuchal atakein kol hashana. One day can mean everything for an entire year. It can fix an entire year. There's a source like this in the Zohar as well. The Imkain, he says, Yafa Kasahuari. This idea that Reb Chaim Vital says, quoting the Arizal, Sheyuchal Atakin B'Yamam HaKadoshim Ha'ilu Masa Kalim Masa Shana. We can fix everything we've done wrong. And so whether it's the power of the day that you're trying to tap into, or whether it's the idea that you're trying to show yourself what's possible, whether or not you're stepping up to the Adam Chashav idea that this week we are special, we are important, whether or not we're trying to respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Chasidus with our own piety, because we want to do more because we know God is looking at us in a way where he generally wouldn't, and it's in a much more generous way, or just simply to remind ourselves with these behaviors that these days are special, try to take something on during these days or whatever's left of them, and we're going to see, we're going to have a much more successful Yom Kippur, and hopefully a Gemara Din, which is befitting somebody of that stature. Have a great day.